This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden made a pitch for the Congress to pass his request for money for Ukraine, Israel, and the southern border from the White House on Wednesday.
This cannot wait. Congress needs to pass supplemental funding for Ukraine before they break for the holiday resources. Simple as that.
Biden said it was stunning that Congress had not yet approved tens of billions of dollars in military and economic assistance for Ukraine, as his administration warned of dire consequences for Kyiv and a gift to Russia's Vladimir Putin if they don't. Attorney General Merrick Garland says they are filing war crimes against four Russians accused of torturing an American citizen during the invasion of Ukraine.
And the American people have a long memory. We will not forget the atrocities in Ukraine, and we will never stop working to bring those responsible to justice.
They allege the four Russian soldiers abducted and tortured the citizen living in Ukraine was not involved in the war. He just lived in Ukraine with his Ukrainian wife, they say. The key question at this year's UN climate talks, COP28, is whether the final agreement will include a decision to phase down oil and gas.
If there is an agreement to phase out fossil fuels, it will be a success. If there's not, it will be a failure.
Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore, more than 80 countries are pushing for a broader pact to phase out fossil fuels. Fossil fuels are the number one cause of global climate change, but they also power 80% of the world's energy. This is VOA News. Israel is on the third phase of ground operations in Gaza, according to Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy.
Encircling Khan Yunis in order to continue dismantling the Hamas terror state.
Israel's military entered Khan Yunis on Tuesday. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Guyana's president, Irfan Ali, accused Venezuela of having rejected international law after Venezuela ordered its state-owned companies to explore and exploit oil and minerals in Guyana's vast Essequibo region.
I address you on an unsettling development in relation to the unlawful claim by Venezuela to Guyana's Essequibo region, which constitutes more than two-thirds of Guyana's national territory.
President Ali said the move is a direct threat to Guyana's territorial integrity, sovereignty, and political independence, and in violation of fundamental principles of international law. A man who once ran a multi-billion dollar illegal drug business is now helping the police. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston says he's doing that by teaching them what he knows.
I come from a family of drug traffickers.
This is Margarito Flores. He used to work with one of the world's most notorious drug kingpins, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
By the time I was 17, I guess I graduated by then, right? I had a degree in drug trafficking.
Flores went from counting packages of drugs as a child to running a multi-billion dollar network with his twin brother in the Chicago area in the early 2000s to eventual informant who turned on El Chapo. Now he's pulling back the curtain on his former trade secrets for law enforcement.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston, who says arrested in 2008, he and his brother were sentenced to 14 years in prison for their cooperation. They served five. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak will be getting a Serbian passport.
I'm a Serb who lives in America.
Wozniak, who teamed up with Steve Jobs to found Apple in 1976, said he feels lucky to be in Serbia. Norman Lear has died, the producer who made TV topical in the 1970s with the sitcom All in the Family. He was 101 years old. All in the Family was a breakthrough television show, first one to talk about racism and feminism in the Vietnam War. Scott Walterman, VOA News.